The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio, on Biz Radio, channelradio.co.uk/2. It's Tuesday, the 12th of December. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host.
Bird on an elf.
Bird on an elf.
Elf.
What's your favourite colour?
Have you said it yet?
No.
Why?
No, I haven't.
You're grumpy.
Shall I say it now?
Do it. I've got to ring you up, though. I need to ring the studio.
Pretend you're ringing. Good.
I can't believe I'm going to do
this. Bernie the Elf, what's your favourite colour?
It's so funny.
I know.
I've got a very funny story about it.
Yeah, go for it.
I was teaching the other night and one of my clients' phone went off. I said, do you want me to answer that for you? He said, who is it? I said, it's A1. He went, you mean Al? I went, oh, yeah, it was Al. So immediately he said, yeah, go on then. I went, are you sure you want me to answer this? He went, yeah. And I went, Buddy the Elf, what's your favourite colour? And he's crying with laughter in the end. You've got to do it. It's just awesome. I love it. How are you, Mr. Andrews?
I'm all right, yeah.
What do you mean? Oh?
No, I'm all right. No,
oh, yeah.
I've already watched Buddy the Elf and Love Actually.
It's
2 weeks to go, yeah.
We watched a Christmas vacation thing.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Is that with Chevy Chase?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
What do you think of it?
I don't think I've ever seen it. I've seen the original ones he did where they strapped Granny to the roof of the car.
I don't think it was that one. If it wasn't, I missed it. But yeah, it's all right. It's funny. Everybody else thought it was hilarious. But I'm just like, oh, it's not as funny as Elf. So I'm waiting for all the family to be together because if one watches it and the others don't, then we'll be in
trouble. It's not good, is it?
No.
Cool.
What you got going on this Christmas?
Well, no, just busy, you know, as always. Loads of things happening. Loads of work going on.
We were just saying on the pre-show show, and I don't know if you're finding this, but I won't stop. I'll carry right the way through. But everybody's telling me they don't want to speak to me until after Christmas now or New Year. What's that all about?
I don't know. You know, I mean, there's loads of excuses. People. I mean, I was talking to Natalie Benaig the other day about her Kent Creative Awards. And she was struggling to get people to pay attention to that. And people were giving her all kinds of excuses, everything from Brexit onward. You know, Brexit's the excuse for everything at the moment, isn't it? But I don't know. I think people are just trying to put off decisions because everybody's kind of in a little bit of a limbo. Nobody really sure what's going on anywhere.
What comes from stopping, though?
Yeah, nothing. I don't understand why people would. And as I was saying to you off air, once upon a time, the job market used to slow down in December, but it certainly... Well, there were two things. One, November was really busy because people would gear up lots of temporary work for Christmas when, you know, stores still opened and people still had people that worked in stores, which they don't anymore. So all that temporary market, Christmas temporary market, which used to be huge, finished a few years ago. But the job market used to slow down in December, but not anymore. It really doesn't, not anymore.
It's interesting you talk about that. I had James Sinclair on as my guest last week.
Yeah.
And he was
Jimbo.
Jamie. I know, the party man.
Yeah.
And he came in with a camera and everything. So I'm on his, if you want to see it, I'm on his Business Insider, I think it is, or Business Behind Business or something like that. On his vlogging, I'm on this one, 115. Right. He's put Channel Radio and everything, by the way. So thank you, James.
Good man, James.
Because it's everywhere.
Right.
But he was saying that he was noticing how companies are taking... So, you know, we've got more computers doing stuff or AI, whatever you want to look at it.
Yep.
We're becoming more automated.
Yep, absolutely.
But they're not using the staff then that aren't. They're not giving an extra service on top of that. Just taking them away and thinking that they're saving money.
And that's the opportunity. At the moment, we're just saving costs by automating or saving the fact that we can't recruit anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah, because there's 751,000 unfilled jobs in the UK right now today. And it's getting harder and harder to fill jobs. Especially in trades, construction.
Mm.
Really, really difficult to get skilled tradespeople still. But at the moment, people are automating it. And the last set of automation are things like in agriculture, picking and packing. And now those jobs are being automated too, with picking machinery and packing machinery and things like that. So at the moment, they're using it to... remove staff shortages and to cut costs. But eventually the opportunity is, I believe, for anybody that's got a head screwed on, is to move those people into more customer-facing things.
Yeah, exactly.
Because at the moment, one of the things we're incredibly poor at is customer-facing skills. Mm. You know, my favourite company in the world, you know who they are?
I do.
I won't name them.
Terrible disease.
I'll use an anagram of their name. Yeah, TB.
Yeah.
Phoned me yesterday again.
Well, they're not going to do anything else, are
they? Yeah, they're trying to flog me something, yeah. And it was just hilarious. The guy was going, why don't you have BT Superfast Broadband? Oh. And I said, because you can't deliver it. And he said, no, we can. I went, no, you can't. He went, yeah, we can. I went, no, you can't. He went, yeah, we can. I went, no, you can't.
Did you just keep it going? Yeah, like and
he went, no, we can. I'm looking at it here. You can have fibre. And I go, but I tried to order fibre through your website, and it says it's not available to my house. And he went, oh, well, that must be wrong, because you can have it. And I said, okay, come and connect the cable. And he went, what? I said, well, you came 6 months ago, drilled a hole through my wall, put the cable in, and then said it wouldn't work. And you haven't been back since, so why don't you come and fix it? And he went, oh, I think I'll go. And he just put the phone down.
Yeah. Customer service. Is
customer
always,
service.
And this is what I'm doing. I'm just about to beat my web guy, and we're just going to transfer the web a little bit, and so people can buy quick,
yeah.
But speak to you in person.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really like adapting it and testing it.
Yeah.
And that's what we should be doing.
We've been, it's one of my pet hates, and IVR boxes and stuff like that. And we've been there. We've offshored everything. It didn't work. They're starting to reshore everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got to start to treat people as humans. Mm. And it's okay having technology. And I love technology. You know, I'm a technical freak. I've got 9 technology companies. I love technology. But it's got to have the human aspect to it. Otherwise, it's pointless.
Well, the A and the B on the line are the human aspect. Yeah. The line in between is where you can is automate stuff.
Yeah. And funnily enough, I did some work years ago for Lucent Technology, who are the people that supply most of the IVR boxes, you know, the interactive voice response boxes. And I did an assignment for them where of their own customer support teams. And I said, my report said, the problem is you use your own products. And he went, what? And I said, yeah, you've done exactly what all your customers do. You've put your products in front of your organization to block the customer. What you should use your technology for is after they've spoken to someone to direct them into the right places around your organization for the most productive use of doing what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
But answer the phone with a human.
Yeah. It's so important.
Yeah.
So that's good. Oh, listen to us being all grown up.
I know,
up.
Getting all businessy-fied.
Ooh,
what's
grown
happening
up
there?
On a business
I know.
Show.
What's happening?
Normally, I've lost
it. Yeah, let's start
now,
messing about again.
Yeah,
yeah.
No,
it's much
that
more
nonsense.
Fun, isn't it? Yeah. I want to say a big thank you to today's show sponsors, who are Fruit Bowl Media, who are WordPress web design agency based at Fruitworks in Canterbury. So thank you to them for sponsoring the show. We want to hear from you, though. Mm. All you businesses out there in the southeast of England, you can get in contact with us in all the normal ways. You can, in fact, call me on 01233 220035.
Please call him.
Ashford.
Please.
When people do, I never know because I can't hear it ringing.
Please, because he's got to say it. Somebody call us.
01233 220035. And if I go, hello, Buddy the Elf, what's your favourite colour? You'll know you got through.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. You can email me at bunker@kempersisradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to get hold of me is to tweet me at VanillaWeb and use the hashtag BBunker. We have, in fact, Bird, had 1,983,763,007 tweets.
Seven's
so far.
Very important.
Yeah. The last 7 was a struggle to count, actually. Yeah. And I'm going to read the first one.
Do it.
And the first one, it has a bit of a personal flavour because it's from Jo Alsop of Show Home Network. And she says, hi, Business Bunker. Hello, VanillaWeb. That's me. Can we have a shout-out, please, for Mrs. Andrews? That's my mum.
Oh.
That's my old mum. Can we have a shout-out for Mrs. Andrews, whose fire we are installing, we're fitting. Big thank you for letting us come a day early as we had to call off our Monday job due to the weather. No photo of the fire yet, but we'll post one when it's fully installed.
Oh, lovely.
And that's from Joe Alsop. Thank you. And my mum's really pleased.
Is she?
Yeah. Yeah. They haven't installed it yet, but they've taken the old one out and she's happy so far.
Yeah, it's just nice to get it a day.
If you're listening, my mum listens to the show on her iPad. Hello, mum.
Does she? Hello, mum. You're
right. Yeah. So, cool. That's the first one.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm just, there's not, what have you got over there then?
I've got quite a few.
Go for it. I can't find them yet.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You read an email and I'll get the next one up.
Oh, how exciting. Clearing the air. A new report warns that future air quality proposals risk disproportionately hitting small farms unless they are implemented fairly. So clearing the air finds that policies such as clean air zones in England have the potential to hit up to 1.5 million small businesses and self-employed. And it calls for greater support for small firms to mitigate the impact. Interesting to find out what they do there.
Mm. Absolutely. Maidstone and Mid-Kent Mind have tweeted, and they go, Business Bunker, Vanilla Web, following last week's show, they appeared as guests on last week's show. After last week's show, I'm delighted to present an opportunity for someone to come and join Maidstone and Mid-Kent Mind here. If you have a passion for helping people, the role may just be suited for you. And they've given me a link to what the job description is. So the best way of finding that out is to follow them on the Twitter. And their Twitter handle is at MMKMind. At MMKMind.
Well, I'm loving Neville Gaunt. Yeah, and I love this quote, Neville. So thank you for putting this up on Twitter for us. And this is what everyone values honesty, it says. And I use this quote so much and I absolutely believe in it. And it's from Warren Buffett and he's put it on as a tweet for us. And he's put, what's your worth to you? So honesty is a very expensive gift. Don't expect it from cheap people. And I absolutely agree with that.
He's a really interesting guy, Warren Buffett.
He is.
He's really interesting because his investment strategy that made him a multi-billionaire is completely different to anybody else's.
Absolutely.
He doesn't do short-term investments. He does long-term investments with dividend repayments, and he doesn't pay out a dividend from Berkshire Hathaway either. He's never paid a dividend out of his company.
He still is in the same house that he was 50 years ago.
He drives
the same car.
Yeah.
He still has the same breakfast. He has the same lunch. Absolutely focused on what he's doing.
Yeah, totally.
Really
boring.
Interesting. Yeah, he has a McDonald's.
Oh, no,
lunch.
No, don't blame
me. Warren, give us a shout out at Twitter. Yeah,
if you're listening. He normally listens, doesn't he?
He does.
On a Tuesday. He gets up early over there in Nebraska. He gets up early because it's a bit snowy in Nebraska at the moment. So he's probably in his gym jams, sitting in his kitchen, having his McDonald's McMuffin, listening to the Bunker Show.
I know. Do you know what? It's really interesting because there's another, well, the greatest investor is Ray Dalio.
Yeah.
And he's got a new book out. Really interesting how he has progressed and used strategies to invest. Really interesting. His is on Audible as well, so go and listen out to that because they're two great investors that have done it completely different, but with a similar, it's completely different, but similar. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Investment's really interesting at the moment. Everybody's piling into Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
Cryptocurrencies are the future, without any shadow of a doubt. But right at the moment, we've got a massive bubble building up in Bitcoins. And of course, everybody's piling into it now. Just at the moment, it's going to burst. So there's going to be a lot of disappointed people in the next few months.
I laugh. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's how pioneering happens, isn't it?
It is. But the problem is, what people most... Bitcoin hit $14,000 yesterday or the day before. And then they launched on the Chicago Exchange Bitcoin futures yesterday. But the thing is, it's now coming to everyone's attention. And people are starting to pile in. That's the point when it's too late. Yeah. The cognoscenti have already been in and have just milked it and sold at the top of the market, and now everybody else is piling in and it's going to burst. It is going to burst. It can't carry on. It's one of those things.
God, listen to us today.
I know, getting all businessy-fied, aren't we?
Flo, you want to be honest. This never happens, does
Yeah.
We're loving it today, aren't we?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I think we read the papers this morning or something. Yeah.
We're the people
cooking
of the future.
Cooking on gas. Yeah.
We are.
Do you know what I'm going to do now, though?
No.
I'm going to play a Christmassy tune.
Are you all right?
I know.
It's because your tree's up, innit?
It's because my tree's up and my baubles and there's a fairy. Mine's on the top.
Mine's not up. Can you believe it? No.
She wouldn't let me put my black plastic one up. We had to go and buy a new one.
Oh, could you just say that again? Do you buy a real tree?
I didn't actually. That wasn't my fault.
What's wrong with
you? No, it wasn't my fault. We went out. Amanda Flanders,
what is
she
going
said,
on?
You're not putting up a black plastic Christmas tree. And I'm like, oh, it's a tradition.
So you got a real tree?
No. We went out. And then we just couldn't get a real tree home because I got a Porsche. Where do you put a Christmas tree on a Porsche? It just doesn't work.
Is yours not a soft top?
No.
You want to get a soft top like
that,
me.
That's what I said.
And have it out of the roof like I do every year.
Funnily enough, Bud, that's exactly what I said. I said, why don't I go and buy a new car?
Yeah.
Buy a new soft top Porsche and then we'll go and get a Christmas tree.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, no.
She's no fun anymore, is she?
Anyway, let's play this.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining. Of veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and the distant choir, the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas. And I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. I saw him in through his disguise.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. RiftAccounting.com.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live, register for your free place. Visit ZCSocialMedia.com.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Want more business in Kent? Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join our supplymybusiness.co.uk Kent Business Community today. Grow your business with Kent's best business events. Visit bestbusinessevents.co.uk.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Biz Radio, Kent Business Radio and channelradio.co.uk/2 on this Tuesday the 12th of December with me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host.
Me, Bird on a Bike.
Bird on a Bike. We're now joined on the phone, hopefully, by Mr. Gary Turner. Hello, Gary.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's a bit chilly too, but surviving.
Where are you in the country at the moment, Gary?
I'm in central London right now. So,
okay.
It's not too bad, but it's been a cold couple of days.
Right. Okay. So it's not as snowy as it is down here in rural Kent.
No, it's not too bad.
Cool. Well, thank you for joining us. Gary, why don't you kick off by telling the listeners a little bit about you? You're one of the co-founders of Xero, the cloud-based cloud-based accounting company, and you're currently managing director, I believe.
That's correct. We've been going for just about 10 years now, and we belong to this new category of software that people are increasingly familiar with, things like iCloud and storing your photos online and streaming music off Spotify. Well, we're of that generation, and we take what was a pretty kind of mundane aspect of running a business, such as managing your accounts and your finances and getting your invoicing out. And we built a product that's called Xero with an X, X-E-R-O. And that's grown incredibly quickly across the UK. We have over a quarter of a million businesses on the platform now, and we're helping them solve everyday problems that all small businesses face, whether that's kind of running the business or connecting with their accountant and getting great feedback.
Absolutely. And three of my businesses are some of those 250,000 a year customers, and very happy we are too with your service. What inspired you to start an accountancy in the cloud?
Well, that's great to hear that you're a happy customer. I think we're at a really interesting point where, I mean, we're 20 years into this internet world where 20 years ago we were still kind of working out how to buy things online, and that was a great improvement on what we had before. But about 10 years ago, it became possible to build and rethink of software. And the idea of running accounting software is not a new concept, but doing it in the cloud, doing it on the internet is new. It's only really been feasible for about a decade, and we saw the opportunity to build a completely new experience for businesses managing their accounts, managing their finances, bringing in their accountants and bookkeepers to help them. And lots of small businesses struggle with that. They're either running on spreadsheets or they're running on antiquated systems.
Yep.
And it's hard enough running a business today, never mind having systems and accounting get in the way. So that was our inspiration, and it's great to hear such positive feedback from customers.
Absolutely. And from my point of view as a user of your services, one of the things that is so usable about cloud-based things, or software as a service, as it's technically called, is, of course, you can do it from anywhere. So, you know, if I want to look at my accounts from home, I can look at my accounts from home. If I want to do it in the office, I can do it in the office. I don't have to have sets of accounts on every computer I own.
I think so. And I think, I mean, this idea of driving to an office, driving to a fixed location and logging into some software and booting up your PC is a pretty outmoded concept these days. It kind of seems like the dark ages. So I'm much more accustomed to using mobile phones, tablets, and accessing and running our business wherever we happen to be. And it's just a way of business life these days.
Absolutely, yeah. And like a lot of people now, I access my bank accounts from my phone. I wasn't even aware they'd shut the local branch of my bank. And it had been shut 4 months before I even noticed, because I just never go in there anymore and use my phone to do everything. So absolutely. Now, Gary, I believe you're coming to Kent in the new year, and you're going to be joining us at one of the Grow Kent events. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I think what we'll see at events across the whole UK and obviously in Kent is 2018 holds quite a number of challenges for businesses in the UK. I mean, we have economic uncertainty with the way Brexit's going to pan out in the next couple of years. We have lots of new data privacy regulations coming in terms of GDPR. You might have heard of that.
Yeah.
There's a raft of new challenges or things that businesses will have to factor into their plans for the next couple of years alongside working out how to grow a business.
Absolutely.
And so there's no shortage of interesting topics and ideas to share with that audience in the new year. And we're excited about how technology can perhaps play a part in streamlining some of those problems or getting rid of them or just helping. And so I'm really looking forward to the event. I'm sure it's going to be a really great one.
Absolutely, yeah, and we're looking forward to hearing from you at that event. I'm actually chairing the event, so I'll see you there on the day, and we're really looking forward to that, Gary. for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Monk Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a successful New Year, and we look forward to meeting you in Canterbury at the Kent Grow Show in March next year.
great stuff. Thank you. It's been great to talk to you.
All right, Gary. Thanks ever so much. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Cheers now. Bye-bye. Gary Turner there, co-founder of Xero.
I always want to ask a lot of questions.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the line wasn't brilliant. And, you know, it was going to break up.
I want to know what he does see the future and what's coming for him as a change. Because lots of people are still catching up. I'll give you an example. Do you go for a bookkeeper who saves you time?
Yeah.
So I was talking to James Sinclair last week about this. Mm. Do I go with a bookkeeper, say, for example, that saves me time? So there's my stuff. Go and do it. Put it in. Send that to my accountant. Yep. Awesome. That frees me up then to work on my business, to innovate, write, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Or do I spend my time inputting these stuff into Xero, say, for example, then I can access it anywhere. I want to talk to him about this and say, you know, what's the thought, you know?
I think, from my own experience, because I run a number of different companies of different sizes, I have different experiences. With my largest companies, I have a full-time finance director and a team of finance people, and we use SageLine 100, you know, because we have a big payroll and we have, you know, VAT returns and all kinds of things to do. So we use big accounting software, and I have a team of people that manage my accounting function. And then we have auditors and accountants that we use. With smaller businesses, so for instance, Fruit Bowl, I have a bookkeeper that doesn't work for me, so I've outsourced the bookkeeping, and we use Xero.
Yes.
So the bookkeeper imports it to Xero. I can see what they're doing. They can see what they're doing, and we coordinate on that. And we also use an app for invoicing. So basically, I photograph the app with my phone, and that posts it to my bookkeeper, who puts it on Xero. Mm. Yeah,
it's really interesting.
So it depends on the size of your business, the scale of your business, how many invoices you're writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you've got a business where you only write one or two invoices a month, then you might as well do it yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah?
But once you start to do VAT returns and all that kind of nonsense, it becomes really time consuming.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Good stuff. And talking about stuff in the cloud, last year we had Tim Fouracre on the show, and Tim was the founder of ClearBooks, which are a rival company to Xero. Tim has taken a back seat at the moment, and there's a new managing director of ClearBooks because Tim is working on his next project, which is really interesting.
Can you tell us?
Yes. I can't remember what it's called. I only saw it briefly, and it's not available yet, but it's coming very soon. I don't know how to describe it. It's an all-encompassing business financial management in a card.
You are?
So you get a credit card.
Right, yeah.
Okay, and it is a credit card.
Yeah.
It's a MasterCard or a Visa credit card, but the whole thing is integrated directly into your bookkeeping system. So every time you spend anything, it posts it into your bookkeeping system instantly.
Nice.
How clever is that?
That is clever.
So you're going to basically manage your entire business off a credit card. Now, you don't have to take credit on a credit card. People get a bit scared with credit cards, quite rightly, because you shouldn't run up debt on a credit card. It's a stupid way of running up debt. But the whole point behind this is that the whole thing's integrated. Mm. So you don't have to do anything. You just, you know, you buy your petrol and it posts it to your account. Fascinating. I'm really keen to see how that works in practice. They're still beta testing it at the moment.
Yeah. It's all about saving time.
Yeah, it is. But how convenient is that when you can do the whole thing on a card? Mm. I've said, you know, my background was in banking. And many years ago, I was head of electronic banking at Citibank. I always said that the banking is a technology operation and nothing more. And always has been. You know, retail banking is a technology operation. And it will be. Branches are fading away, which is a shame. It is a shame. But the branches are the biggest overhead of a bank. Those buildings and the people that sit in them cost a lot of money, whereas ATM machines don't. And, you know, I don't know if you've been in a bank branch recently. You can pay checks in automatically now. You know, they've got scanners that just scan a check in. Mm. So technology has always going to be the way forward. And when you ally that to cryptocurrencies that we were talking about earlier and the change in money, in 2012, for the first time in the UK, the value of checks exceeded cash in circulation in the UK in 2012. Yeah, the first time. By 2015, the value of plastic, i.e. digital transactions, had exceeded both cash and checks.
Yeah.
In the space of 3 years, it just changed. And if you think about it now, I had one the other day. My credit card company rang me up and said, we're a bit worried. We've done a security check on your card, and there's dozens of little transactions going through, and we're worried about that. And I went, yeah. And they said, can you tell us what your last transaction was? And I went, no. And they went, why not? I said, because I can't remember. And they said, well, we can give you a clue. It was £6. I went, well, I don't know. And she said, why don't you know? I said, because I got Apple Pay, and I pay for everything by waving my phone at it. Mm. And she went, oh, yeah, that'll be what all these little transactions are then. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
That will be it. But you do, don't you? I don't know. Do you use contactless or anything?
No.
Well, I got Apple Pay on my phone. I just, you know, I get on the tube in London, I wave my phone at the tube. I go in a shop, I buy a cup of coffee, I wave my phone at the bloke in the coffee shop.
Mm.
Who needs money?
Mm. No, well.
You know, it comes a bit of a shock at the end of the month, of course.
And then we go back to cryptocurrency, don't we? You know, it's just taking us back to all of this.
Everything's digital.
Of course.
The world is digital.
Of course.
And that's where we're going. And no matter what politicians try to do, they ain't going to stop it. You know, the days of fiat currency beginning in 1971 are going to end in 2021, roughly, as we move towards cryptocurrencies and take the power to generate money away from people that shouldn't have it, really.
Yeah. Anyway.
Bit of political edge there.
I'm loving it. Yeah. We're very serious today. Here, we've had a collaborations club have been on. They've said, please give us a shout out for the collaborations club. And the launch date is February the 22nd. I'm loving 2018 already. I don't know why. I'm just feeling all fluffy about it.
It's a big year next year.
Why?
Well, I'm going to be a granddad.
Yes, it is. A big year for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good Lord. Watch Twitter for the venue.
Yeah.
Go on.
I know where the venue's going to be.
Do you?
Yeah.
Ah. Can you give us a clue?
Yeah.
Yours? Monkeys.
Monkeys.
Lim.
Port Lim.
Is it?
You got it in one.
So it's at Port Lim. Yeah. Early bird ticket prices are details. So you need to go on to biz@bizcollabsclub and go and check them out.
Cool. I've got an email here. It's a bit of a long one, but I want to read it all because it's really fascinating and it looks like good fun, and I might even do this myself. It's the Kenwood to Cannes road trip, and it's taking place on Tuesday the 12th of June to Friday the 15th of June 2018. Yeah. If you're a car enthusiast, well, why not use that enthusiasm to support the Kenwood Trust on what's set to be an exciting and scenic road trip of a lifetime? For those that don't know, the Kenwood Trust is a home in Yalding, just outside Maidstone, that is a residential home for people with addiction issues. And a lot of them are ex-service personnel that have drink and drug addiction problems. And their head office at Kenwood House in Yalding is absolutely to die for. It's absolutely gorgeous. Starting at our beautiful head office estate in the heart of the Kent countryside in Yalding, on Tuesday the 12th of June, we'll head to Dover to pick up a cross-channel ferry to France. From there, we'll take to the open road and we start the journey to Dijon, capital of Burgundy, a city rich in architecture and home to much more than just mustard. After an overnight stay in Dijon, we get behind the wheel again as we continue our journey to Grenoble and onto Digne before picking up the Route Napoleon, rated as one of the top 10 roads to drive in Europe and featured in James Bond's Quantum of Solace, proceeding over the mountains and down into Cannes, where we will stay for our second night. Feeling refreshed on Thursday morning, we will head for the hills of Goujon, Venice and Sainte-Marie, where picturesque villages and amazing roads await, before returning to Cannes for our final night. It's there that we enjoy a celebratory meal with everyone who's taken part. A great opportunity to have some fun, share some stories and to reminisce. Friday is the final day of the road trip. We'll see us drive virtually non-stop back to Calais for the return ferry crossing to the UK. The idea of the trip is for prestige car owners, petrol heads, enthusiasts to come together and travel hundreds of miles in style to the film festival town of Cannes, and in doing so you will donate vital funds to support the work of the Kenwood Trust as we celebrate our 50th year of saving lives. We will provide you with a list of hotels to choose from each night of the trip so you can choose and book directly with whichever is your preference. On the last night we will arrange a celebratory meal, so come prepared to glam up and enjoy. Join us and show off your amazing set of wheels on this incredible and worthwhile road trip. In return, all we ask of you is to commit to raising and or donating a minimum of £1,000 per car for the charity.
Thanks for reading, and we hope you enjoy it. If you want to find out more, email lynn.hyder@kenwoodtrust.org.uk. That's the Kenwood Road Trip. Sounds like fun.
Do you have to have, what's the Presley, what type of car can I have? Can I go in my Fiat?
There's no reason why you couldn't do it in a Fiat, yeah.
It's got a soft top.
It's got a soft top.
It's quite stylish.
Yeah. It's pink-ish.
No, it's nice grey.
Yeah, okay.
I used to have a yellow Beetle, but I'd never go pink.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hi, Burden of Bike and Vanilla Web. Could we please have a Business Bunker shout-out and sell your car locally for just £9.99 until sold? And that's carsfromkent.com. There you go, carsfromkent.com. You have a shout-out.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Mick Waring.
Oh, yeah? Who is he?
Yeah. And he says, hold on a second, I've got to read this. He says, Rob Knox UK, that's a Twitter handle, Rob Knox, K-N-O-X UK, is launching Rob Knox Film Academy on the 9th of January at the Nucleus Arts Centre in Chatham. It's being delivered by that's Bellion Medway based. 14 to 19-year-olds are encouraged to apply. Please give this great cause a shout-out. So it's the Rob Knox Film Academy. He's launching in Chatham at the Nucleus Arts Centre, and it's being delivered by That's Bellion, which is a theatre company, and they're Medway-based, and it's aimed at 14 to 19-year-olds. If you want to get involved, the best thing to do is to follow Mick on the Twitter, and his Twitter handle is Michael Waring, W-E-A-R-I-N-G, Michael Waring. Give him a follow.
Now, I know about this.
Yeah.
Two reasons. First, because Michael Waring was a guest on my show.
He was,
The Conversation on a Wednesday, 1 till 2 on channelradio.co.uk. And he was a guest on mine. And we were talking about this with Rob Knox and the whole... It's a really amazing thing. Hopefully, number two, I'm going to be a judge and have to go to their big dinner and dance wearing a big frock. That would be hilarious.
A big frock.
A big frock.
You're wearing a big frock, are you?
Could you imagine it?
I am.
And then number
are you going to wear your baseball cap with your big frock?
Do you know, some people, I had a hair problem.
Really?
They went, if you've got a hair problem, do you not like your hair? Are you bald? I'm serious.
Really?
Because I had a baseball cap.
I thought you had a tonsure. Well, I thought you had a tonsure, just a bit sticking out the bottom of your hat.
How funny is that?
I love it.
I just can't be bothered. Can I have a time? I haven't got the time to do my hair and makeup, so something's got to go. All right, that's all I'm going to say.
I'm in the same boat as you. I just leave my hair to go wild these days.
Yeah. Anyway, Michael, how funny is this, sent me this book today. So Michael Waring sent me a book to this radio studio, which I was very excited about, called Making a Good Script Great. And this is where I'm going to be taking my book, Shall I Help You Pack, and taking it into a screenplay. So he's taught me how to screenwrite, which is really exciting. So, Michael, massive shout outs for you today.
Fantastic.
Gifts and flowers, it's not difficult. A tweet and gifts and flowers, just send them in. Burden a Bike at Studio 2 Channel Radio.
Absolutely. And her hair's
fine. Do you want gifts as well?
Do I want gifts? Yeah, of course I do.
Send them in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Gifts and flowers, please.
I'm open to bribery.
Me too. I say it all the time. It's not difficult, is it?
Yeah, no. People don't send anything anymore.
No, they don't, do they?
They used to. They don't anymore.
We used to have loads come in.
Yeah.
When my show first started, my guests would all bring in flowers and everything.
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Nothing. Nah.
Nothing.
Oh, no. I got a tweet from Anthony Jones. He says, good afternoon, Business Bunker. Can I please have an early Business Bunker shout out? I'm taking part in the Blue Town Craft Fair in Sheerness on Sunday, and I'm selling photographs for Christmas gifts. Thank you. And then he's given me a Facebook connection, which is facebook.com/Anthony Jones Photography. And he's put some pictures up of some of his photographs. And I have to tell you, they are absolutely stunning.
Really?
They're really gorgeous. He's not messing about here. They are really gorgeous photographs. So do get along to Blue Town Craft Fair in Sheerness on Sunday, this Sunday. And or follow Anthony on the Twitter and have a look at some of his fantastic photographs. But they are absolutely gorgeous. And Anthony's Twitter handle is AJPhotoInfo. AJPhotoInfo. Give him a follow.
Managing conflict at work. So on Thursday the 14th of December, that's this week. More importantly, Star Wars is out on Thursday, can I just say?
Is it?
Yeah. What was that?
It's a Wookiee. What's the matter with you? Don't you understand Wookiee?
Oh, my my days. That's a cat.
It's a Wookiee.
Please send him Wookiee something. Please teach him how to be a Wookiee. Somebody ring, please.
Chewbacca's baby brother, that is.
So managing conflict at work Thursday the 14th of December, 9:30 till 4 at Salomon's Conference Centre at the Royal Tunbridge Wells. Conflicts at work are enormously costly to industry and lost productivity, with the average manager now spending 2 hours per week dealing with conflict. So this workshop focuses on dealing with individual person-to-person conflict situations as well as organised conflict. Delegates work through the options to discover the most effective approaches in each situation. This has a promotional price of $197 plus VAT. You can either email Francis or Sandra, or you can call them on 01202 980 540.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Design Point, and I say, hi Paul, hi Business Bunker. Please can I have a big shout out today for Design Point of Tunbridge Wells. And their Twitter handle is DES_point, affordable graphic design solutions that won't leave you cold. Oh, did you see what he did there? And he's put a big picture of a snowflake on it. Just so I know what cold looks like.
Yeah.
Which is good, isn't it?
You should come in this studio. It's freezing in here and we know what cold like.
Yeah, but you turn the air conditioning off as well.
I'm frozen. I'm frozen.
You've come out without your vest on again, haven't you?
No, I've got 5 layers on. I'm like an onion. Onions have layers.
You're not an onion. Well, you make me cry anyway.
Anyway, thank you. Can I just moan? I'm going to moan at you.
Oh, go on, have a rant.
I never moan.
Have a rant.
Do I moan?
Rant, no.
We went out with my training buddies for our Christmas dinner and dance. That's a going to the pub and then going for a curry. Mm. And they're all saying how Mrs. Positive I am, going, oh, I don't live in the most beautiful place. But I'm going to rant now at you.
Oh, go on.
Can you give me any longer emails?
I gave you all the long ones.
Why?
Do you know, I've edited that down. That was 4 pages when that came in.
Well, please, if you want us to read out emails, this is just ridiculous, isn't it? Look at your face. I wish you could see his face.
That was 4 pages long when I got it.
That's all it is.
And pictures and everything.
I love you, really. I'll
read it out instead.
Okay, Canterbury businesses are invited to Dementia for Business event Wednesday, the 24th of January, 2018. It's at 12 till 2 at Westgate Hall, Canterbury. 01795.
I like Westgate Hall. It's where I go salsa dancing.
You do not.
I do. Yes, I do. I've got
snake
hips.
How many times have you been salsa dancing?
Once.
There you go. Do you see what I mean, Flo? I'm like thinking, is he having a laugh?
I went once.
I know you did. I know you did. I'd love to go. I love dancing. Anyway, Canterbury.
Was that a hint? You want me to take yourself?
Not you,
dancing?
No.
Oh.
Canterbury. Now you've put me all off.
Sorry.
Have they got parking? That's
yes,
they
have. There's Pound Lane car park. It's right
Pound
next door.
Pound Lane
yeah.
car parking. Go. Anyway, it's a massive email. Please go onto Eventbrite to look at them, Dementia for Business tickets, and book your place. Now, Alison Carter from the Alzheimer's Research is the UK champion. They're going to be talking all things dementia, how businesses are now realising it's a good business sense to be dementia friendly, how you can implement and strategies of how to support employees, products, understand the impact of dementia. You've got to get along. So go on to Eventbrite and look it up.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. Caroline and Liz have been on, the Organic Sisters.
Are they dressed up this week?
Well, no. Riverford _Kent is their Twitter handle. And they're talking about their festive hampers and a festive cheese board, would you believe? Organic cheese board.
Girls, if you want to send one in, we're more than happy. Oh, today's my last day.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
We've
only got one show as well until the new year now.
What's happening next week? You've got the Marvellous Martin on.
Marvellous Martin White's on, and then that's it until after Christmas. I am on the conversation now.
You are.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah.
And do you know what? It's really funny because you asked to come on as well, which I was quite
That's only because you blew me out last time.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. I was supposed to be on before, and then you rang
me.
Oh,
yeah, I had somebody else.
And then you said you had someone more interesting, and would I mind clearing off?
That is true.
It is true, isn't it? Yeah, see?
And well, this guest was very important.
Yeah, unlike me, who's not. She's corpsed, listener, now. And that will serve her right. And while she's corpsing, we're going to do this.
Channel Radio. No.
Yeah. It's that time in the show when we do the FSB News Roundup. While she's corpsing and laughing, I'll start off. The local events coming up at the start of the year for the FSB in Kent and Medway are there's the Kent Business Summit in Canterbury. And we're going to be talking to Flotty about that in a minute, aren't we?
We are.
But it's taking place on Friday the 12th of January. It's from 7:30 a.m. To 2 p.m. And MP Rosie Duffield, Helen Whateley, Gordon Henderson and Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott will all be there. If you want more details about it, we're going to be talking about it in the second half of the show, but you can actually find out some details about it and book it via the Kent Business Radio website. If you go to the Kent Business Radio website and click on the FSB tab, there's all the details about the summit listed there, and you can book your place and do everything. And likewise with the FSB Women in Business in Tunbridge Wells, which is taking place on Wednesday the 24th of January. That's at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Beacon. It's lovely at the Beacon. Have you been to the Beacon?
No, there's no.
It's really nice. Arranged by Jacqueline Franklin, who's the host of FSB Women in Business events and director of hospitality media. And then I'm running a Skills 3030 in Dartford. It's a network to inspire the next generation. It's a free program that we take into schools, where we take 30 businesses into a school to talk to students about the world of work and about, sorry about this, Flotty, about not going to university and getting an apprenticeship. And it's taking place, the next one is at the Lee Academy, and it's a free event. And we'd like you as a business owner, business manager, or a local employer, or an HR person, or a recruitment company, if you're in any of those fields, please do join us for free, because we'd like you to give your input to A-level students who are considering their options. And what we want to do is inform them about what we want as employers in terms of skills, attitudes, and employability from young people. It's a great event. We've run dozens of them now. And the next one is on the 25th of January at the Lee Academy in Dartford. What you got?
Innovate UK announces new loans. Small businesses working on infrastructure systems projects can now apply for a share of 10 million in an innovative UK pilot loans competition. The competition aims to help businesses overcome barriers to scaling up innovation in infrastructure systems. And the deadline for registration is the 10th of January. God, that's coming up so quick.
It is, isn't it?
Yep.
We had Small Business Saturday just recently.
How was it?
Record spending. It was another successful year for Small Business Saturday, with a record £748 million spent with small firms, up from £717 million last year. On the day, the FSB representatives were out and about meeting with local business owners, as well as politicians, including John McDonnell, Greg Clark and Caroline Lucas. As well as an increase in spending, the amount of local authorities taking part rose to 87%. More than 115,000 tweets were sent. Well, that was just me. Reaching more than 115 million people. And Small Biz Saturday, a hashtag, trended at number one on social media in the UK for the weekend. That's good, isn't it?
It is very good.
Yeah.
New digital skills resources toolkit for small businesses. Lloyds Bank and its partners on the Small Business Digital Capability Task Force, of which FSB are members, has produced a toolkit of resources that signpost to both free face-to-face and online digital tips and training, looking at topics such as digital marketing, analytics, social media and cyber security. So to find out more about this, you need to go and contact Education and Skills Policy Advisor Annie Pete for more info.
Fantastic. The FSB is searching for the Southeast's most outstanding small business. The FSB is celebrating Small Business Awards 2018. The awards are now open for entries, and small businesses in the Southeast have until January 2018 to enter for free. And the awards will celebrate the best of the area's 392,085 small businesses and their contribution to both the regional and national economies. There are 12 categories that you can enter: Business Exporter of the Year, Ethical Green Business of the Year, Business and Product Innovation Award, the Digital Business of the Year, the Micro Business of the Year, the Startup, the Scale-Up, the Family Business, the Young Entrepreneur, the Employer of the Year, the Triumph Over Adversity Award. I'm looking at you, Bird.
Why?
I've heard...
What adversity have I had?
I've heard the start of your book, love. Don't you worry. And the Community Award.
I can't anyway. I'm global. Yeah, I'm not just Southeast.
You are, that's true. Yeah, go for it.
New £10 million fund to support adults to upskill and reskill. A £10 million flexible working fund is available for businesses to work with colleges and independent training providers to design, develop and test innovative ways of delivering technical and basic skills to adults and break down the barriers to upskilling. The fund is open for project proposals up until January the 31st, 2018. Go to the website www, which means what?
World Wide Web.
Gov.co, government, and then go into Further Education Flexible Learning Fund.
The FSB have said that the VAT review must put simplification front and centre following the publication of the Office of Tax Simplification's Value-Added Tax Routes to Simplification report. Mike Cherry said the review of the vastly complex VAT system is long overdue. Small business owners spend a huge amount of hours a year complying with their VAT obligations, hours that should be spent running their firms. And, of course, they've just changed the flat rate VAT rules again.
Broadband compensation scheme. We've been saying this a lot. I think it's awesome. Yeah. Ofcom have announced plans for people to be automatically compensated by broadband and landline providers for slow repairs, missed appointments and delayed installations. And this is for BT, Sky, TalkTalk, Virgin Media and Zen Internet have agreed to introduce a compensation system. Go and check out compensation system on www.ofcom.org.uk.
That's long overdue and very good, because there's a lot of nonsense talked when they're selling broadband about broadband speeds and not a lot of delivery when you actually get it.
Like TB.
Yeah, like my friends at TB, yeah. Trade bill can create new opportunities for small businesses. New and ambitious global trade deals that benefit smaller business will in due course be one of the major Brexit opportunities, says Mike Cherry, head of policy. Following the publication of the government's trade and customs bill this week, he added it is now critical that businesses are given a firm commitment to a time-limited transition period post-Brexit. September's UK trade statistics were also released, showing the total trade deficit widened to £3 billion to £9.5 billion. Although the gap had narrowed the previous month.
Clear morale and business case for action on disability employment. So following the release of the government's strategy on work, health and disability, Mike Cherry emphasised that scrapping the national insurance charge on the first year of employing somebody with a disability or mental health condition is crucial. 9 out of 10 people starting work after being unemployed do so with a smaller business or by setting up on their own. And this must be front and centre in any strategy to increase disability employment, he said.
There's actually good news on that, or going in the right direction news. 37% of disabled, severely disabled people are now in employment. That's the highest number ever, but it's still not enough. If you remember at the beginning of this year, I ran an event with the Kent Supported Employment Group where we introduced employers to people with supported needs. That was incredibly successful, and we got a number of people into work. And in fact, two of the people that got jobs through that won national awards for customer service, which was absolutely awesome. I'm going to be running another one of those early next year, so do stay tuned for that. We will mention more details about that when we have them. The FSB have asked for some feedback here. What is your company's house experience? One of our members has raised some issues with their dealings with company's house, and the FSB is keen to hear from other members to see if this is a broader problem. They don't tell me what the problem is. We're interested to know if you've faced any issues, i.e. delays, problems or costs that have led to negative impacts on your business. If you've had such a bad experience with company's house, which has impacted your business, please could you get hold of Richard Hyde, who is the FSB policy advisor, and you can do that through the FSB website.
Council parking regimes stifle small businesses. Community local authorities could do more to boost growth by taking a more generous approach to parking around local high streets. Reacting to new figures from the RAC Foundation that show 8 million local authority parking penalties are issued annually across England and Wales. And Mike Cherry said introducing schemes like short stay free parking can prove a shot in the arm for some town centres.
Absolutely. Millions face a £150 tax sting. The government has announced there will be a delay to the abolition of Class 2 national insurance contributions until April 2019. The hold-up means more than 4 million hard-working self-employed will not benefit from an expected tax cut of nearly £150. Well, there's the thing. Mike Cherry said the delay was regrettable and costly, but welcomed the firm commitment from the government to actually deliver it in 2019, as long as they do. Have you got any more?
No.
Well, indeed that.
Channel Radio News Update.
That brings us to the end of our FSB News Update for another week. Cool. We still got tweets coming in.
I know. Have you seen the one from Studio 4186?
No.
Oh, it's awesome. It says, listening to Business Bunker whilst in the dark through these funky speakers. Sounding and looking good, guys.
in the dark, did you say?
Yeah.
Really?
Whilst in the dark through these funky speakers, whilst editing my pics and looking forward to Kent Creative Art Show. Check out my Storm in a Teacup edit. It's brilliant.
Fantastic.
You need to go on Twitter. So go up and have a look. That's studio4186/IPD. And that's at Bloaty Fish.
Okay.
Why are you called Bloaty Fish?
I
love these names.
Yeah, tell us, why are you called Bloaty
Fish? Why are
you
called Bloaty Fish? Bloaty Fish?
Yeah.
Love it.
Cool. We had a tweet from Telcare Limited, the telecom systems providers over there on the Medway City Estate in Rochester, who say hi. Hello to Telcare and the folks over there.
You're at Telcare?
Yeah, good stuff. I've got an email here that I want to read. It's from the British Chambers of Commerce, and it's a new apprenticeship system, and it's a review they've done of it. Unfortunately, it's not very good news. 6 months after its introduction, businesses remain in the dark about how best to utilise the apprenticeship levy. According to a survey released last Friday by the British Chambers of Commerce in conjunction with Middlesex University, the annual workforce survey of over 1,400 businesses found that nearly a quarter, 23%, of levy-paying firms had no understanding whatsoever of the apprenticeship levy or don't know how their company will respond to it. Businesses with a pay bill of less than 3 million fall under the levy threshold but can still apply for apprenticeship funding. Yet the findings of the survey show that 66% of companies haven't taken any direct action to use the funds because they don't know how, which will account for the fact that there's been a drop-off of 61% in the uptake of apprenticeships. I love politicians, I really do. I wish they'd just go away and stop meddling with things. For over half of levy-paying businesses, it represents an added cost, with 56% not expecting to recover any portion of their payment. It's outrageous, compared to 36% who expect to make some kind of deal out of it.
Do you think they're trying?
Very trying.
No, but do you think they're trying?
Who?
Well, they're trying to resolve. Sure.
No. Politicians keep sticking their oar in when they don't need to stick their oar in. Apprenticeships were starting to take off. It's been a long haul. The new apprenticeship schemes have been around for quite a few years now. And for the first 2 or 3 years, it was a really, really difficult thing to get anybody to pay attention to them. We eventually started to get the ball rolling and get people taking views on apprenticeships, getting to understand apprenticeships. And lovely folks like the University of Kent, with their apprenticeship program, really entered into making this work. Then the government come along and introduce apprenticeship levies. And not only is it an added cost to business, in this case larger businesses, but they've muddied the waters again. It's the third change in the structure of how you do apprenticeships. Small businesses don't have the wherewithal or the time to keep watching government legislation to see how you do these things. They'd only just found out how to do it the last time before they changed the way you do it this time. Crazy.
Isn't it funny when you look on Twitter and you see a photo of yourself and you think, that's nothing to do with me? But anyway, it's networkers networking. And I'm
on
it.
A picture of you.
Yeah. I'm like, why am I on?
Were you gobbing off?
No, you've got my back and Ali Hollins is doing a weird thing at me.
Okay.
So
what's the tweet about anyway?
I'm going to tell you.
Go for it.
It's at Vanilla Web, #BBunker. Oi, where's at Bird and a Bike as well? Please give a shout out for the next Networkers Networking event to be hosted at the stunning Eastwell Manor on Thursday, the 8th of February. Early bird tickets now available. You need to go and book, and that's at butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk.
Fantastic. I'm going to be there.
I know.
It's good.
It is good.
It's a great event. It's
I loved it there last time.
The thing is, if you're interested in networking, if you've never done networking before, it's the one event you can go to where all the networking groups are there, so you can see them all in one place. So and of course, Eastwell Manor is a stunning venue.
Yeah, and there's a lot of new masterminding groups coming up. They're changing the way that they're doing these networking things. So it's really interesting what's happening.
Mm. Anyway, do you know what we're going to do now?
We're
going to join the Channel Radio newsroom. Mm. We'll be back after that.
On the hour, Channel Radio news update. It's colder in the UK than in Moscow as the cold snap continues. Driving conditions are still hazardous with ice and snow in some places. The RAC is expecting to deal with 10,000 breakdowns across the country today. Hundreds of schools remain closed after temperatures reached as low as minus 13 last night. Motorists are urged to wear warm clothes and take a flask with them. A mother and daughter remain in a critical condition in hospital after a house fire in Greater Manchester. Five people are still being questioned by police after three other children died in the blaze. There's plans for a radical change in organ donation consent. Ministers have proposed moving to an opt-out system where people are automatically added to a donor register. They say it'll boost the number of donations. It's reported Meghan Markle and Victoria Beckham have become close friends. The former Spice Girl has been giving Prince Harry's fiancé advice about living life in London. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jill Gunn.